There's too many Home Alones, there's too many Tremors, but I like to watch them for rotten treasure.
Hello, welcome to Rotten Treasure. We watched X-Men Origins Wolverine. I'm your host, Jim O'Donnell, and with me as always, the other host, Kai Bobby.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you? I'm sick, by the way.
That's okay, I'm really confused. How's it going?
Good. I'm sick, by the way.
No, I'm really confused. How are you?
Let's bring in our guest.
You're not even going to try to do a segue with any of that? No, really?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
He's your friend and mine. It's Nate May.
That's pretty good. Hi, Nate. Welcome. That's 94th best hello and 94th best intro, but that's good. Hi, welcome.
Hi,
Nate. Welcome.
We got one sick person, mm-hmm. one confused person, and then mm-hmm. I'm perpetually tired person. So
nice.
we're all in good boats.
Okay, cool.
Hello. Welcome to Rotten Treasure. Nate, how do you feel about X-Men?
No.
Okay, I'm kind of a weird choice for X-Men because I don't know anything, and I've only seen like two or three of the movies in the wrong order. Probably not even sober. I don't know.
Well, I hope you weren't sober for this one.
Yeah, I was.
Oh no.
Mistake number one.
Okay, honestly, if you don't know anything about X-Men, like I don't know anything about X-Men, it wasn't the worst. I don't know. I was like, this is a movie.
I'll be real. It was pretty entertaining. It was stupid, but it was entertaining.
Yeah. It's like, you know when you walk into a movie theater on a random day and there's always like some random rom-com, some random action movie, and then the good stuff?
Yes.
This was in like the random action movie category of like, I want to watch some shit explode, and I don't mm-hmm. really care if the dialogue is good. And yeah. I like those.
How many things did you want to watch explode, though? Because I think there was like at least four things that exploded.
Oh, yeah. There was a good amount of like solid explosions in this one.
Yeah.
I was very happy with the level of like... I don't know, just like solid combat violence. I was ready for it, and I was satisfied.
Yeah, there was a lot that I was like, why did that explode?
Because it could, and sure.
I was going to test you, Nate. Do you know who Will.i.am is?
See, this is the thing. I've heard that name so many times. I think there's like a song.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm right there with you. We're on the same page, Nate. You and me. You just literally pulled the thought out of my head. But I think there's a song.
If I could like win a prize for like naming the song or like describing what they look like, I would lose.
Okay, so first of all, Will.i.am is in this movie.
I did see that in the credits, and I mm-hmm. don't know why I picked that out.
Yeah, well, because I mean, he's the only one whose name is a rapper's name versus everyone else who has a Christian name.
An unmemorable name.
Right. Versus him. His name is William with a bunch of periods in the middle of it. If you... And I guess now Kai is a part of this. If you could name the thing that Will.i.am is famous for, not the song, what is the thing that he's famous for?
Okay. I got a guess.
Okay. Go ahead.
Most successful dunk tank victories?
No.
Okay.
No. It's like I'll give you a hint. It's a band. And band is kind of stretching it, but it's a band.
Will We Are, and it's like a group of Wills.
No, that's dumb. You're dumb. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Wait, that was before the episode. For the record, everyone, I'll just give it out for free. Anybody who wants a new drag name, should I give that out for free?
Yeah.
Is this good?
Yeah, I don't care.
Your name should be An Idiot. Just go out there and be an idiot. That's my advice.
Nate, do you have any guess what Will.i.am is famous for?
That's a band, but only sort of a band?
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a band, but when I reveal who the band is, you're going to be like, oh, that's not a band.
No, this is
a musical
just enough
group.
Details to throw me completely out of whack.
You're it's a musical group.
A musical group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just gonna name a band that's not a band.
Cool.
The Blue Man Group.
Oh my god, I thought you had it for a second. you started it, and I was like, no way, is he about to get this? Kai, what were we about to say?
Is it the Green Man Group?
No, it's the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, that's also good.
Oh, you know what? That is familiar. Damn it. I think I knew that at some point. Not that it ever stayed in my head.
Is he one of the P's?
Yes. Well, they're technically all the P's, but yes.
Cool. That's fun. I don't know anything.
Yeah. In fact, if you were to ask me, there is four members of the Black Eyed Peas. I could name two of them. Mm-hmm. One's Will.i.am, one is Fergie, and then the other two.
Yeah.
I know Taboo is one of them, but I only know that because of... that's like, I memorized that just,
why,
just to
why
be
are
shitty.
The Black Eyed Peas not a band?
They don't, like... They don't play instruments, they perform. So, like, you're kind of stretching the definition of what a band is then. You know?
Okay. I guess that just doesn't matter to me.
Okay. That's kind of why I was like, it's a band, but, like, it's also not quite a band, depending on what your definition is.
The level of strictness I have for that is if I can listen to a song you made, you're a band.
Yeah, that's fair. Then, yeah, they're a band. I call a musical group because that if you go to Wikipedia, it is the Black Eyed Peas are an American musical group consisting of rappers, blah, 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 blah.
Ah, I see. They were like, this is a musical group, not
right.
a band.
That was really rude of whoever wrote that Wikipedia to just give up like that. Right, blah, 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 blah. That's really rude.
Kai, you know, come on.
Hey, man, you said I was an idiot, okay? I'm just trying to prove you right. All right, that's the level of jokes I'll be making tonight.
94th best joke right there.
Yeah, I'm going for like 94 level kind of like jokes tonight.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. But yeah, Will.i.am is the guy. He's like he teleports and he's got like a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's him. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets his heart like I think pinched to death. I don't know. Is that what happened?
No, they reached in and grabbed his spine and then cracked it.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, I thought it was his heart.
Yeah. I can feel your spine.
I watched this a week ago. I do not remember any of this.
I watched it last night.
Yeah.
I got to say, I mean, like, at that point, I really think I was not paying attention. And by that, I mean, I could apply this sentence to any part of the movie, actually, now that I think about it. I did not want to pay attention to this movie. It was hard.
I specifically took notes so that I wouldn't have to do that.
Okay. But thank you. I did not know there was a spine. I mean, it was just like an absurd death, though. Either way, it was just kind of just like, sure, in your body.
Yeah. Nate, I have notes in here that I'm looking at and I'm like, these don't make any sense to me. And I want to see if you can tell me what they mean.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one just says X equals 10.
Yeah, there's a sentence when he's just like explains it. He's like, oh, this is weapon X. And then the general's like, what? And he's like, X is Roman numeral 10, buddy. And it was definitely an awkward moment. Like, why did we need to hear that?
Great. I thought it was someone explaining X equals 10, Roman numeral 10. That's hilarious.
I love
why
that.
Why did I write cuckoo kachoo equals Wolverine?
Yeah. So this is when his wife is explaining story of like the moon and the trickster and all that, and
I remember came out of nowhere. I remember they're just kind of sitting, and she just goes, "Did you know the moon has a personality?" And he's like, "What?"
Yeah, it's also like during. Is that? Yeah, I think that's during like one of her like I'm holding a bottle and I'm gonna be in like a sexy mood, but also I'm gonna tell you this strange story. Anyway, whatever.
Yes.
But the actual name, which I can't remember how to pronounce, he like kind of chooses not to say it right mm-hmm. by saying cuckoo kachoo.
Yeah, a very offensive thing that happens.
And it roughly translates to Wolverine is what she says. So cuckoo kachoo equals Wolverine. You got it. You did it.
Which I remember that's how at the end of the movie he's like, they're like, what's your name? And he's like, Wolverine. I mean, I know one thing about myself. I know cuckoo kachoo, and that means Wolverine. Okay. Nate, I wrote down, I'm Canadian.
when whatever his face comes to visit him in the logging place, and he's like, all right, they're going to kill you. You got to be aware. And then he's like, no, I don't need to do anything for you. He's like, you got to serve your country for real now. And he's like, I'm Canadian. Because he moved up to the Northwest Canada logging country.
That's very funny.
It was actually great. I enjoyed that moment in the movie too.
And then last one. Does it hurt to be Cyclops?
Ooh.
I don't remember this one.
I'm thinking back. I think it might be when they free him. He might have like screamed when they made him open his eyes.
Yeah, he might not have like that kind of regulated yet, you know, with the technology that he currently has available on his face.
Well,
I don't know.
He definitely doesn't. Anyway, thank you, Nate, for helping me.
Three out of four. I'm pretty happy about that.
It leads me to the bonus question. This is for $600 of Monopoly money that I will give you from the Monopoly game that I have in my house.
I'm going to hold you to this.
That's fine. It sucks because it's an open question. It's not a right or wrong situation.
I want $600.
I'll give it to you. I just have it for novelty anyways. I'm not going to play fucking Monopoly. Get out of here. No, what was your favorite special effect in this movie? Because there was a lot of fantastic special effects in this movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, that's... Okay, I do have a favorite. It's when they're looking at what kind of looks like an x-ray of his bones when they're turning him into the like adamantium injection part, right? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So
they're
okay, I remember this.
They have like, it looks like an x-ray, right? But then they're trying to show you that the adamantium is taking into his bones properly. So they make the x-ray shiny. Like the part where the bones are is like reflective, like metal would be. Except that's not what an X-ray of metal looks like. Yeah,
no, you get shiny bones. That's how that works. You get shiny bones.
I remember this now. I do remember being like, oh, "That's silly."
So I got the point though. So like the artistry was totally there, but like, wow.
I think that's one of those like. You got to ignore that. You can't.
I just found it amusing.
Yeah, it's totally one of like, oh, that's not how that works. But like, if they actually showed how that worked, why are we watching a movie then? Why wouldn't I just be watching a medical?
They could have just shown a different view of it. You know, like they could have chosen a different way to show us that.
Mm.
I also am of the way I think of it is. This is a world in which mutants exist. They got x-rays that can tell you exactly what it looks like inside someone's body. They're sure. I don't care.
Yeah. Physics is absolutely bananas in this world. Like, this is going to show how little I know about X-Men. What's Mr. Laser Eyes' name?
Cyclops.
That's Cyclops.
Mr. Cyclops. Laser Eyes. You got it.
His X-Men name is Cyclops?
Yeah.
Because he can shoot with that? His eye. So he shoots lasers out of his eyes, right? Yeah. So normally he has like this like
the yellow visor bar thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he has a bar across his eyes, so it looks like he has only one eye. So they call him Cyclops.
What's
so
his, like a human headband. Name?
Rick.
James Marsden. I'll look
Pete.
It up.
Pete. It's I bet it's like something like Pete or like Mitch. I don't know. He's a soft boy, so it's probably something like Paul.
Kai, you're really bad at guessing Cyclops' real name because it's Scott Summers.
There we go. Okay, so I remember that name, but I don't remember Cyclops. I don't know.
Someone once pointed out, well, earlier in this run, Tom Hannigan pointed out that Cyclops is the cop of the group because he's very much like, we got to get this job done. He's like that kind of guy. There's a podcast I listened to where they brought on one of their friends, and he was like, oh, God, I want to fuck Cyclops so bad. I just want him to be, like, my bitch. And because there's something about making the cop your sub that's just, like, really hot. And everyone was like, yeah, keep talking.
We're going to keep listening to you make that.
And I can still hear that guy going, fuck me in the ass, Jack DeVries.
I will admit that James Marsden is very attractive.
Yeah. Not specific. He was actually talking about Cyclops from the X-Men cartoons.
So just the animation. Okay, got it. I'm not going to act like people are. Wait a minute. You're telling me that people are sexually attracted to animations?
Yes. Yes, okay. I am.
Cool. Wow.
I don't know how interesting your podcast content gets, but I'll go here. I was showing one of my college boyfriend, like my spank bank, just because I was like, hey, get to know me a little better.
Sure. Nice. Nate and I did this one night a couple of weeks ago where we were just like, I find this person hot. And then Nate was like, well, I find this person hot. And it's just us showing each other like online models we both look at.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I enjoy doing that. And like pretty quickly into this like vulnerable experience where I'm trying to like connect with my partner, he's like, Nate, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh shit, what is in here that you're upset about this so much that I'm like really hoping he's, you know, not hating on, but the thing he's upset about is like a cartoon. And I was like, dude, really? Yeah. That's of all the shit to shit on mm-hmm. me, that's like, the one.
He's like, Beast Boy.
Is it, it's okay, so what funny. is it like a Family Guy video? Like, what's the situation? What's going on?
No, it was like, to me, like the most vanilla.
Tame, yeah.
Tame, sexy, fucking Barra anime drawing. Sure. But it, because it was drawn and not a photo, he was like, how could you?
How could he? We've all been sexually attracted to a cartoon at some point.
Apparently not him, which is okay. Fine. I'm exaggerating this, but like,
it no, was I mean, just so amazing. They've never sexualized animated cartoons ever, Jim. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
No, I've watched Space Jam.
yeah, no, they definitely, yeah, they might have sexualized that bunny.
I watched Space Jam and remember thinking, I feel something for this bunny that I shouldn't be feeling. Because I was like 4. When I watch Space Jam. 4-year-olds don't have sexual feelings.
No, but they want girlfriends. So you're just like, I think I want to be girlfriends with this. I think I want to. No, I don't know. Well, I wanted a girlfriend at that age. I wanted to be.
Yeah, I had a crush on a girl. I had a crush on a girl in my kindergarten class. When I was also in kindergarten.
I did, like, the cubicles, can I carry your, like, lunchbox at that time. But granted, now I've realized I'm neurodivergent as fuck, so I just mirrored shit like a motherfucker. So I was like, can I carry everything for you and do whatever?
I had a girlfriend at that time, but only because she walked up to me in second grade and was like, you're my boyfriend. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, we're getting married. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
Casanova over here in second grade. By that point, all the girls had stopped liking me.
Yes, ending over here, like improv at a young age. You're like, sure, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, cool. Just decided, and I was like, yeah, I'm down. Like, let's go.
How many kids you want? Let's talk about it. What are we doing? Like,
grandma comes to pick me up from school, and she introduces me to my own grandmother as her boyfriend.
And was your grandma like, oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Nathaniel?
Yeah, pretty much, actually. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Have I told you, actually, that someone's introduced me as their metamor? Like, with like me not realizing that I was dating them?
Your megamorph?
No, not metamor. It's not...
Your yearly special Animorphs novel?
Yeah, you're familiar.
The one that is 200 pages instead of 150 pages?
Nate, for 200 Monopoly dollars, what's a metamor?
It's when you're dating someone and they're dating someone else as well. And then it's those two people, to what they are to each other, are their metamors.
That's $800. Mark that down.
Okay.
Mark that down.
I didn't know there was a term for that, and I didn't know it was such a sci-fi term.
Oh. Or a dinosaur term. It sounds very close to the dinosaur term.
This does make me want to have like another Animorphs book where there's a polycule or a triad or something, and they just morph into each other.
Ooh.
Hey, guess
this
what?
Is the best. I want to be in it. Can I be in that?
Nate, I'm going to do something for you. I want you to create what you think isn't an Animorphs thing. And turns out it is, because guess what? There already is a character who does that in Animorphs. His name is Axe. His human form is based around all of the other children in his group. That's how he created his human morph.
So he's like a mishmash, but can he like swap between those people?
Wait, is that the guy from Road Trip?
No. One,
okay.
Yes, he can, Nate. Two, All of them find him weirdly attractive. Two who are cousins.
Okay, cool. I'll take that. I'll take that as a hit.
What's the character's name again?
Well, his real name is Aximili Escaroth Ithiel, but everyone calls him Ax.
How many character names are in this whole book series, and how did you pull that one off?
He's one of the main characters.
Through the whole through line?
Yeah, he's one of like the six main characters.
Can you say his name again?
Aximili Escaroth Ithiel.
That's so many TH sounds.
Yeah, that's kind of their way of making it more spacey.
Spacey.
Escaroth is from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
First off,
cool.
I'm pretty sure I'm fucking right about this actor being a road trip. Minus 2 points for you. I'm actually going to come over to your house and take Scrabble pieces from your fucking house.
Kai, you're right. No, you're right. That guy is in Road Trip. The curly hair guy who plays him in the show. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. The next time you play Tetris, it's going to suck. It's not going to be right. You're going to be so disappointed.
Tetris?
Yeah, I'm not
going to. Tetris.
You can't steal my Tetris. What's it
called? Jenga. I'm so sorry.
You went from like casual klepto to like elite hacker.
Yeah. You stole my reverse L.
I'm not that good.
Yeah, Nate, that totally exists. Congratulations, you have written an Animorphs book.
They love that.
Yeah. Animorphs is full. A lot of people's favorite is the two gay queen. What are those things called?
Lesbians, Jim.
No, they're both men.
Okay.
They're like the main things. Oh my god, I can't. There's two gay aliens who live with each other on Earth, and everyone who reads it now is like, these are like weirdly queer coded. So they tweeted the authors and were like, why were these two like, are these guys gay? And the authors are like, yes, we wrote them to be gay. We deliberately made them gay, and then Scholastic made us take it out. So you are 100% correct in thinking that those two characters are gay.
Hey,
we just weren't allowed to put the word gay in.
Yeah. It's like I don't know if I've ever brought this up, but the Road to El Dorado, that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like the most obviously like, yeah, these two guys are boyfriends. This is not what is this character here that they're fighting over?
What are you talking about, Nate? They're just roommates.
They were roommates.
They never got married, and they're roommates.
Wait, so does that mean the Muppets in Space movie, they're a giant fucking, like, megacule? That's not how roommates works, is it?
Not all roommates are gay. It's just...
I don't know if you knew this, Kai, but when we lived together, we were dating.
Yeah.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Hold on, you were told that we were dating, right?
Therefore, you were dating.
Wait, you weren't told that we were dating?
I mean, no one had to say it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we're both on the same page. Yeah. Because I wasn't told. I just figured it out on my own at a party.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I think like our moms asked, and that was when it was official.
Oh my God. What happened was Kai introduced you to your own grandmother and went, this is my boyfriend. The aliens are called Andalites, by the way, in Animorphs.
What are they called?
Andalites.
Andalites.
Yeah, there's Andalites, and then there's the Yurks, and then there's also like five other alien species, but those are the main two.
Andalite sounds like a really nice candy to have after dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good probiotic.
Or like a European version of Andes Mints.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if my character, like my drag character, I end up just like also doing like a side hustle, I could be Andalites as well.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, actually.
All your drag characters start with Anne.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Anne is a solid name. I like Anne. That's my mom's middle name. I like Anne.
It's a lot of women's middle names.
Anne,
Marie.
Yeah.
Those are the only two I could name off the top of my head.
Isn't there... Wait, I can't remember. Is this... Remember that scene in Ted... They go through the names rapid fire. Is Anne the middle name they do it with?
Oh, no. It's, oh, was it Lee?
Lynn.
It was Lynn. Yeah. Was it any one of those names, but with Lynn? All right. And then rattles them off.
Brandy Lynn. Andy Lynn. No, yeah. I don't know why we went with Andy Lynn. Is Andy Lynn a word? That's not a name.
It is now. Name your child Andy Lynn. Do it.
Anyone whose name is Andy and has the middle name Lynn. Yes, anyone could be named Andy Lynn.
I don't think I'd want to have to name a child. That's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know what it is, but it's just a lot.
I can see right now Nate is currently checking to see if anyone is named Andy Lynn in America.
Yeah.
Of course.
The first result is Facebook, which of course has so many Andy Lynns.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I thought so. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Andy Lynn, if you're listening, thank you so much for listening. I see you. Yeah.
These...
Come on our podcast. Tweet us.
These people are all weird. Like,
never mind. Don't.
No, this someone who has the like 10 commandments, but okay. Like photoshopped as their profile photo. There's a donkey.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, you're right.
There's some real interesting people. Facebook profiles here. Okay. Under Andy Lynn.
What about anybody like holding like fish with like a chainsaw in the other hand? Like what do we got?
I don't know. That Ten Commandments person really took the cake for me.
We've got a big truck, like a pickup truck that's close to that. We've got a hockey player.
I'm a fan.
Are some of these Lynns L-I-N? Like, that's their last name?
I know. I did L-Y-N-N.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess there's a couple normal people, but I'm skipping them. Oh, there's this cat.
How did you spell Andy, by the way?
Andy Y.
Okay. I had it with an I in my mind.
I would have done it with an I as well.
Yeah.
Let's see if those people are normal.
Oh, Andy. Okay, so some Andy Lynns can come on the podcast. Some of you
Andrew,
don't come on.
every single one of these people with Andy with an I looks queer as fuck.
Perfect. Okay. That's much better.
The one person who looks kind of straight is a therapist. So, like, that's fine.
Yeah, that's their ally, I'm going to say.
Or probably also a little queer.
Is that what happens when you, no matter what, when you're a therapist, you're like, I know too much.
When you learn that gender and sexuality is a lie, you're like, whatever.
Cut that out of the podcast.
Do you want me to tell you about my therapist who basically worked out of a closet and was in charge of like, I don't know, like a couple hundred students and was just basically like, I don't know. He reminded me that his like stress level was the guy from the newspaper guy from Spider-Man. What's his name?
J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah, you get it. It was like, I was like, are you okay? Like, it was the other way around.
You gotta get me pictures of Spider-Man.
What is your, you gotta help me. What are your problems? I gotta speed this along. I had another appointment in 15 minutes. It was like very under-resourced. So, yeah, no, not good.
He was like, okay, we're gonna do something right now. And you're like, okay. And he's like, that's not quite my tempo. That is from Whiplash. Thank you for understanding the joke, both of you.
Nate. For 200 points?
Nope. Swing and miss.
First of all, Whiplash is an amazing movie that you both should see. It's incredible, and it stars J.K. Simmons, who plays J. Jonah Jameson.
I only know him as a person who yells.
Yes, he does yell. And second of all, if you ever want to see him just yell for an hour and a half and be the greatest thing you've ever seen, go watch Whiplash. It's incredible.
I think the only person that I've recently enjoyed yelling is Dennis Quaid in that stupid video that went out where he's like yelling on set.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, I'll have to. Everybody should just look that up. I don't want to ruin it. Just I'll tell you guys about it and then I'll have to. Okay, here's a commercial break.
It's 8 a.m. on Black Friday.
It's 2:20 p.m. on Black Friday.
It's 12:30 a.m.
5 p.m.
9:50 a.m. on the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
This is episode 1 of 53 that we are recording back to back.
18 of 53.
26.
34.
40.
51.
52 of 53 that we are recording back to back.
Welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Jim.
I have a feeling of whimsy during the winter seasons.
Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe.
I grew up liking sports, loving sports and athletic figures and things like that.
Talkin' 2024. With Noah and Olivia.
This is the only beach I'm going to give a 10 out of 10.
Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Mo.
For me, it's the middle of Halloween season because I've already started several weeks ago.
Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Carrie.
I like to make things, and I'd like to know what kind of things are you making.
We're talking February 25th through March 2nd, 2024.
With our guest of the hour.
With our guest of the hour.
With our guest of the hour.
So specific things about this Olympics is that there's a new sport.
Like nobody plans ahead for a solar eclipse.
Can I make a prediction about Venom 3?
The first thing we want to do is get to know you and how you move through time.
The more you sleep, the faster you get there.
I also like to make decisions very quickly. So like if I'm shopping for a car, it's the first car I see.
I manage my calendar entirely out of my notes app.
Are we putting hexes on people?
Oh, yeah, we can. I didn't bring any candles.
Producer Tom jumping in. I went home a little bit early yesterday and came in a little late today. And in podcast time, I just took off like 3 months. So
yeah, we've got one more and then I get to take like a 2-hour nap.
And we're back. But yeah, no, I love a good actor screaming on set. I don't know what it is. I know that I don't like to, like, it's not them at their finest. And a lot of times I'm not going to be like, you know what? Yeah, they're good. They're a good person.
like this in the background. Yeah.
But no, I don't know. Like, if actually, out of the people on this movie set, who do you see being like losing their fucking shit during this movie and like not being happy on set?
Nate, do you have an answer? Can you name an actor in this movie who isn't Will.i.am?
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
Yeah. He's currently behind you, Kai.
Yeah, I know. It's not my favorite background. I honestly, there was a couple other ones that I liked more. But yeah, sure, Ryan Reynolds is here. It's really gross that, like, the whole thing. I don't like it.
Hilarious that they took a character, this is everyone ever's complaint, is they took a character who's famous for talking and then they took away his ability to speak, and everyone was like, is that a legal thing? Like, is it just far enough away from being Deadpool if he doesn't speak that they don't have to pay rights to it? Like, what is up with that?
They used the name Deadpool, though, and then it was the moment...
They never say Deadpool. They only say Wade. And I don't even think they say Wade, whatever his last name is.
No, I'm pretty sure they use the name Deadpool in when he describes him before he wakes up from the surgery stuff. Like, because I don't know any of this story. So I actually had no idea that was what that was supposed to be until he said it. And I was like, oh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I should have got it from Ryan Reynolds having swords in the beginning, but I didn't because I'm dumb.
That's okay. Hey, I'm gonna be real with you. Dumb. I'm an idiot.
Dad.
I told you bad jokes. 94th.
I didn't know who Deadpool was when this movie came out. So if they hadn't have said Deadpool in the movie, then I wouldn't have known who it was.
But I am coming from this having watched 2 Deadpool movies starring Ryan Reynolds, so I'm going to take the Gold Star Award for this one.
Yeah, this is... I only know who Deadpool is because a movie came out about it 7 years later.
Yeah, which is fair. I think most people, when you're like, hey, have you seen the X-Men, any of the movies in the X-Men franchise? They're going to be like, yeah, I saw maybe X-Men like Days of Future Past because someone was like, you got to come to the movies with me. And then I also saw, you know, Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2. And maybe Logan, I guess. I don't know. I'm that weirdo who never heard of Logan and don't remember it. I don't know if I just blacked out the year it came out.
Okay.
Or what?
On. I'm gonna do this because I think everyone has seen X-Men 1 and 2 on television.
Everyone?
Yes. This is like, if you ask everyone, like, how do you feel about X-Men? They'd be like, well, I saw 1 and 2, like, on TV one time. Mm. They might have seen Deadpool in theaters when a friend dragged them. I don't think they saw Days of Future Past. And I don't think anyone saw Logan until way, way after. So, and it wasn't until, like, one of their friends was like, no, it's, like, an actually good movie. Hmm.
So I'm going to tell you right now you're wrong because I did not see either of the X-Men movies on TV because of Jesus.
I was going to say, that's not fair. You don't know. We're talking about a person who had access to television that could watch it.
Whoa. Turns out with normal people.
Nate, did you have access to TBS?
I don't know what that is, so probably not.
Exactly. Channel 23 in South Jersey, by the way.
Yeah, you were you watching Lethal Weapon 2, like, but like censored in the afternoon? No? Never?
No, that wasn't our flavor of Christianity.
Yeah, it was Die Hard 2, but on TV where he says Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Oh, we could watch Die Hard, that was fine.
Really? Why Die Hard?
Yeah. If there was enough toxic masculinity in it, it was fine.
What the weird thing about that is tons of violence. Also some nudity in the original Die Hard.
Yeah, I don't think we cared. This also, I will put it this way a little bit. The difference in what was censored for Jesus was different between my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got you.
So,
was your mom? Ooh, can I guess?
Please.
Was your mom a no violence person? Your dad a no nudity person?
That's a very reasonable guess, and not quite.
Really?
My mom was more attentive to the content. My dad was like, oh, I remember that being a good movie, and then would put it on and walk away.
Oh, okay. I understand. That is much different than what how I was presented with the concept. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I like your guess. That is a very reasonable split. It's just not quite how it worked.
Yeah. My parents had basically one rule, and that was no nudity in movies. And I wasn't allowed to watch a movie that had nudity until I was like 15.
Hmm.
And even then, it was like I snuck in some movies and watched them and would like just not tell them. I one time got in trouble for watching a PG-13 movie when I was 12.
Oh, wow. Because it was PG-13?
Yes.
Was it Milk Money?
No. You're going to be so mad when you hear what it is.
Anybody who got that hard cut for Milk Money, hit me up on Instagram because that was a good one. That's a hard cut. Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It was Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I also was not allowed to watch that, probably just like ever, because it didn't pass the snuff test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know why you weren't allowed to watch it? Have you ever seen it?
No, I actually have never seen it.
It involves like voodoo.
Oh, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. The mask is a very poorly described religious artifact, you know?
And he definitely did like a Robin Williams situation where he's like, let's just say a bunch of shit and see what gets, let's see what gets in through the movie. And I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I'm sure there's a bunch of shit where you're just like, all right, I guess we're going to keep that.
There's a joke that I'll never forget, which is when they're like searching him and they're like a ham sandwich, a bazooka, a picture of the commissioner's wife. And then they open up and he goes, a naked picture of the commissioner's wife.
that movie was so memorable, like just the commercials for it still, like, they're viscerally burned into my memory.
For what?
Just like the mask, like the image of it, and
yeah,
it was just so, I don't know, just so unique. It just stuck in there.
Well, it's horrifying. It's when he is in that character, it's like, well, it's like a hulked out cocaine version of Jim Carrey. It's terrifying. It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like stretched out mouth was the thing that really, and like,
oh,
yeah.
I mean, he's deliberately a cartoon character.
Didn't he do like the little heart, like the thing, the
yep.
coyote fucking thing? Like,
he did every cartoon character thing in the book.
I was about to say Coyote Ugly, but I don't think that's his name. That's a movie.
Nope. Coyote Ugly is about a bar.
completely different movie. No, Nate, also the reason why that movie was probably all over the fucking place is because Jim Carrey was hot as fuck at that time. Because he also did Ace Ventura.
Yep.
Yeah, so he was rolling.
Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
I think Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask might have come out the same year.
Let's find out.
I think they all came out in 1994. The Mask might have been a little later. There's
Ace Ventura and The Mask are the same year, and yeah, all 1994. Damn.
Yep. Yeah.
Impressive, Jim.
Well, because there's like a famous joke about how 1994 was the year of Jim Carrey, and it was because he had three humongous movies come out that year.
I feel like that's both good and bad, though, right? Because like, you don't get to build upon the success of one of them to make your next deal for how much you should get paid.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
Because he was the first actor to make $20 million when he made The Cable Guy.
Wow. How much did Jack Black get paid for that?
Not $20 million, that's for sure. If you were to tell me that Jack Black went uncredited in that movie, I would not be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he was in a very tiny role. Nate got to play basketball with him, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nate, this is a comedy movie that I actually think you would enjoy because it's demented as fuck. it's just the whole point is that he's just unwell and just won't leave his, is obsessed with making a friend. It's,
you know what's,
You're really selling this to me, Kai.
I mean, you know what's funny? You like uncomfortable shit, like where it's just really gruesomely painful to watch, right?
No.
No.
I was about to say, you know what's funny?
No.
I have been on a comedy team with Nate for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Nate's sense of humor is when it comes to, like, media. Like, I don't know what you find funny.
That's a good point. I think that's fair. I don't, like, I also don't generally, like, go, like, you know when everyone's like, oh my god, I gotta show you this funny YouTube video. I don't have a list of funny YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. Like, I do obviously find things funny, but I don't, like, have a list of them. And I don't often use, like, TikTok and YouTube for comedy entertainment. I don't know, but, like, yeah, I don't know. I have one, but it's not, like, listed somewhere in my phone.
Yeah, well, I don't have, like, a list either. I just, whenever, like, you do that thing where you go to a friend's house and they're, and everyone just kind of shows each other comedy videos, it's just whatever I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah, but you have, like, a massive repertoire of them. I'm, like, sitting there being like, damn it, I gotta participate.
I also have gone on YouTube every day for the past almost 20 years, actually. I've been going on every day since, like, 2007 was when I started.
Damn. Yeah. Do you get, like, a plaque if you go on every day? Like, what's the deal for that?
Yeah, they really like me there.
It's like Duolingo. He has a streak going for, like, 40,000 days.
Dude, we should get sponsored by them. Jesus fucking Christ,
that's
man.
That's way too many days. That math does not add up.
Nate, that's a little over 10 years, so, like...
40,000 days?
Right? Oh, that might be 100 years. Wait, you said 40,000. No, anyway, Nate, what's a comedy movie you find funny?
A comedy movie... I like, find funny
that you laugh at.
Not that I'm hard pressed to find any. I'm just trying to find a good example.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have an example off the top of your head?
Easy A.
Okay. Okay. That's a good one.
But that feels like kind of generic. It doesn't like point in like a direction, right? You know what I mean? Like it's not like, oh, you're that kind of guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that because that's a like you said, that's a very generic like teen comedy from 2009.
Oh, the murder guy's in it, and Lisa Kudrow's in it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great.
Yeah. It's a funny movie, and I like it, and it introduced us to Emma Stone. I love Emma Stone, but yeah, I agree that that's not one that I would say, now I know Nate's
No, it's style. Not useful in that regard.
He's just like, oh, I guess she's out of your league.
I feel like the best place actually you can learn someone's sense of humor is the fucked up shit they do during improv practice, and maybe I'm wrong, have you not learned more about each other during improv practice? Am I wrong?
Well, if that's the case, then Nate thinks drama is really, really funny.
Right on.
We once in a while we'll be like, all right, do a really traumatic drama scene, and then Nate would knock it out of the park.
I mean, that's kind of like not wrong.
Nice.
God, I'm trying to...
I lived with Nate on and off for, what, 5-6 years? And even I am just like, what did we have for crossover humor? Because we didn't watch any type of the content that I watched that it was quote-unquote funny was just something that you were like, you'd walk in and be like, eating a can of peaches and be like, sure, this will be background.
Yeah. Like, to me, you like Rick and Morty. I don't know if you find Rick and Morty funny.
I think I do in some regards. There's something of this. Because like
there's funny jokes in it.
There's a mood I'm trying to go for, and I just don't have a good like show or TV. But like when someone in a show takes themselves so fucking seriously that it's like funny.
So like Futurama, they take themselves pretty seriously.
God, I'm gonna have to come back to you on this one. This is really embarrassing.
No, you're good.
Well, to be fair, if you were to describe myself.
To be fair, if you were to ask me, what's a comedy thing that you think encompasses your entire sense of humor, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, well, do it.
I always just pull from the most recent thing, so I actually have a thing that you just made pop into mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Actually, I just came up with something myself.
It'd be so hard, everybody.
Well, no, I'm literally pulling from, I think, 2 days ago, which was improv practice, which was, I'm going to tell you something that I think is my sense of humor, because it's an improv scene that I was in. So that's how that works.
Sure.
No, my coach has been like, you guys need to do, like, where are you, who are you, real fast, just do, like, garbage scenes, go, real fast. And I came in as a security guard. And I was like, can I see your ID? Dad? Like, as
that's funny.
Right. I'm like, I'm going to need to see your ID. And I don't know what it is, but just like the idea of just getting over real fast that you've just seen your, you know, what do you call that? Estranged parent? That's my sense of humor. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Right? Thank you.
Mine's Venture Brothers. I've been watching Venture Brothers again, and I forgot how much this is my sense of humor. Because it's the ultimate, like, if this is true, what else is true kind of show. But also, it's a very funny show. I was just watching something that I'll think about, which is there was a scene where, like, they're about to be crushed by spikes. And the two teenage boys start doing bits about it. And then Brock Sampson just yells out of nowhere, "Oh, this is getting stupid!" And I'm like, nah, that's my sense of humor right there.
Another one I haven't seen.
I feel like my sense of humor is going to slowly start becoming more shit I can see on my phone. Because, like, I don't know what it is. I'll admit it. I do not actively, like, laugh at a lot of shit that I'm watching for movies. I don't. I can't remember the last time I was like, ha, 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 so good.
Oh, I don't watch it. I don't laugh at that either.
That's how I laugh, by the way. When I watch movies, and I really mean it.
I don't laugh at written things anymore.
No?
No.
You don't go to sketch and, like, laugh ever?
I don't laugh at sketch. I don't laugh at stand-up. I don't laugh at TV or, like, movies or anything like that. I just kind of have, like, an understanding of, like, yes, funny.
I deemed this as funny. I've put it in kinda. The funny category.
Yeah, kind of. Right, I go, yes, that's a joke. Congratulations, you've made one. I don't know, though. I don't know what makes me laugh anymore, though. Granted, Nate was at a show that had me crying laughing. But, you know, that was an improv show. They're funny.
You know, is that controversial to say? Is that improv can be funny? Because there are times
so
where...
So controversial, Kai.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say this to mostly improvisers who listen to this, probably. It's true. It can be. It's possible. You can do it. I am grateful because I feel like I haven't been doing funny comedy. And turns out when I get pressed and reminded what I'm supposed to do, I do it. You just got to, like, really get it. Like, I appreciate good side coaching. I just need someone to be like, hey, that thing, remember, you're working on it? Do it. You're good at it. Go. Oh.
Kai, I think it is about that time.
Hit me with it. What is your final note, Jim?
Do people have final notes?
You know I got, okay, like 16 of them, right?
I know, and I only want you to say one of them.
Oh, God damn it. Give me a minute then.
Yeah, you got to pick one. We can't keep doing the thing where we both... Where I say one, Nate says one, and then you say 10, and we're like, stop, Kai.
Okay, I'll find it. Go ahead.
My favorite part of this movie was when Wolverine was in, like, the middle of the road, and he almost gets hit by a truck. He might even actually gets hit by a truck.
He does get hit by a truck, yeah. He rolls over it.
Yeah, so he gets hit by a truck. That truck driver just kept going. It wasn't a bad guy in a truck. It was just the truck. Why didn't the truck driver stop when he hit a man? That guy hit a man. Didn't know it was Wolverine, because Wolverine's, first of all, not famous, and also just a guy. And then was like, well, that guy's dead. I better get to the United States now so I can flee the country. Yeah, thanks for the very uncomfortable silence from both of you. I don't think I said anything controversial. I don't know why both of you were sitting there in shock. Thank you for that.
I'm trying to think of a final note because I didn't have any notes.
That's also you. Yeah, I was also in that mindset. I was like, gotta look for my final note.
Yeah, no, because I like that one. That's a good one. Where did the car go and come from and go, and why didn't they stop for the next 5 minutes?
No, that's a good one. I didn't think of that, and it's 100% reasonable. There was a human driving that truck and was like, ha, another one.
Fucking got him. Like, just kept driving.
Jim, I'm cry laughing, so I found my sense of humor. It is you. I love you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Nate, do you know your final note? Okay. Well, good. That gives me a little bit of time. I'm Sparta. No, I love that the test to knowing whether or not you know somebody, because when he had like amnesia, is like, what's my name? So if someone knows your name, you're good. That's my and when I have amnesia, I hope whoever's around me that knows my name has good intentions.
This is when he gets shot with the memory erase bullet, right?
Yeah.
From his perspective, he has no memory. He doesn't know who he is or who anyone is.
Yeah.
He grabbed the first person and said, "Who am I?" That could have been a stranger. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he just go up to literally anyone?
This, you know what? This is gonna be my final note, because I was thinking this. They're like, in order to kill him, we have to shoot him with this adamantium bullet. But there's like nothing special about him and adamantium besides the fact they injected him with a bunch of it.
Yes.
And the reasoning that he shoots him in the head with an adamantium bullet is so that his brain will have to grow back, but you won't have the memories.
Right.
But like, wouldn't a regular bullet do that? Or like, well, literally anything else that ruins a brain.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we're going to go into two different things. One, a regular bullet wouldn't go through the adamantium skull.
Okay, I'll take that.
But here's where I'm about to destroy my own logic.
Okay, great.
Adamantium can't go through adamantium.
That's kind of what I'm like.
Yeah, exactly, Nate. You're right. You're 100% right. They shoot him in the thing that nothing can go through, including itself, with itself, and then it works.
But also, like, I don't know. They made it sound like this metal is the thing that makes the brain forget memories. And I'm like, really, dude? I'm pretty sure you just liquefy a brain and it grows back a new, fresh brain.
Yeah. It was, that part is weird. It's cool weird that they shoot a man in the head. Also, like, we didn't need that. I kind of just assumed that over the years, like, he forgot his past because, like...
How does that show up in the later movies? Like, does he not know stuff?
Well, we got
to
find out.
Remember,
I have to watch that movie.
Oh, that's just, like, a fact about him in the later movies?
Okay, well, first of all, this is a prequel, so technically it's the earlier movies. And Kai, you have watched those movies.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
yeah.
He always just kind of doesn't know where he came from. He kind of always just is like, I don't know, I just kind of have always been around.
Ready for this? Mm. He's a lone wolf.
Yeah. That's not... A Wolverine's not a wolf.
He's a lone Wolverine.
A lone cuckoo ca-choo.
But, yes. I just kind of always assumed that he just got old enough that he didn't have memories, and I don't know why we had to have a bullet made of his skull that created memory loss.
Is that a moment that like fans were mad about, that they had to like explain away his memory stuff?
No.
No, people were fine with that.
No. I don't think the fans were clawing for that.
There were too much other shit that was like easy to get mad about.
Jim, was that a pun? Did you make the clawing pun? Was that intentional?
It wasn't intentional, but I'm glad it happened. Yeah. Yeah, well, anyway. Nate, do you have anything to promote?
No. No, I have no... I'm limiting my internet presence. It's harder and harder to find me. I spend less time there. It's great.
Anything, philosophies, any general lifestyle choices you want to encourage people to take on?
You should. Yeah, you know what? I do, Kai. I have one that's coming out of my head right now. You should all drink more water. I live by that as of right now, not as of 10 minutes ago.
You almost answered that with the pacing of Morty. It's fresh in my mind.
You know what? That's the how, but the real philosophy is don't get kidney stones. I had a scare where I thought I was having kidney stones. I didn't have them. Now I drink more water. You should too. It's not cool to be dehydrated, everybody.
Guess who? You had them, but they dissolved?
No, because I actually had a UTI.
Gotcha.
I mean, not that not that that's not possible in general, but like I actually had a problem.
So it was a different thing. Yeah,
it was a much less horrific problem. So I'm very pleased.
I found out that the reason why kidney stones hurt is not necessarily because they are jagged coming out of your urethra, but like some other reason that I didn't clock away, because I was like, I'll just drink enough water that I don't get kidney stones. Because the only liquid I drink is water, and then Gatorade when I'm sick.
Well, sponsored by Gatorade and water. I mean, I now have 4 alarms a day to tell me to do this. Then you just put it in your body.
Yeah, that's does it work?
ADHD people, try putting alarms and then just put water bottles next to you. You got to keep them close to your body.
I have an alarm and ADHD, but I have an alarm that is my mouth is thirsty. Therefore, I drink.
Yeah, see, that's not how I work. My alarm needs to go off in the middle of, I'm working on this project. It's only been 20 minutes. No, it hasn't. It's been like 4 hours.
This is why I have all of my mugs and glasses like just really big. So I don't care that my tea gets cold by the time I'm halfway through drinking it. It's just if it's big and I only fill it once, I will drink the whole thing because it's there.
Yeah.
But if I have to remember to go refill something, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah, sure.
You put a Brita filter situation on top of that, because then you have to refill that again. It's a fucking nightmare, man. I'm telling you.
You're making me think that I should just have a Brita filter, like the pitcher, on my desk and just pour it into my mouth.
Yeah, no, you should just...
You can have the water bottles that have a Brita filter on the top of it.
No, you should pay firemen to just shoot the water up into your door or into your window, right into you, wherever you are.
I had an ex who one time drank a beer out of one of those Brita filters.
What?
Like she,
what?
Like the,
I have like so many questions.
The water bottle that has a Brita filter at the top. The answer to the first question you have is no, it did not filter the beer.
No.
Two, yes, everything that she drank out of that from then on out did taste like beer.
When you say it didn't filter the beer, did liquid come out?
Yeah.
But, like, it still tasted like beer.
Yeah. She thought, like, it would come out like water.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, no.
There are filters that are that, like,
it tasted like good, a watered-down beer.
It would probably be alcohol still.
Yeah, it tasted like a slightly watered-down beer.
Yeah, that sounds right. My brother has a filter that, like, you can put, like, dirty, like, lake water in, and then it's fine enough that it pushes out a lot of the bacteria, so it's supposed to be safe to drink.
Have you seen the straw that like you can do that? It's supposed to be a straw that you're able to drink your pee and like lake water with.
Yeah, I like the water bottle version
I kind of just don't trust the straw. That's really it. Like, logically, it's the same thing, but I just don't trust a straw, but I trust a Brita filter.
Yeah. I mean, this one is, like, a big, like, you put it in, like, a liter container, and then it's got this large top that you push all the way down, and so, like, you have to forcibly push all the water through this, like, difficult-to-pass-through filter.
Sure, yeah.
You have to buy a new filter when you literally can't close the container anymore because... it's clogged. Like, that's how you know the filter's done. It lasts like 10 years, though. It's a very good filter.
That's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. But I wonder what that would do to beer, because I'm pretty sure it would come out like a significantly different drink, but alcohol molecules are small enough, it would still be alcoholic.
Yeah.
But it might just taste like vodka.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious, but yeah. You're telling me my ex-girlfriend's $15 Target water bottle wasn't going to filter out her beer? Okay, well, whatever.
But you know what? It would probably do? Because I do this, I probably said this stupid trick, but like taking cheap vodka and pouring it through a coffee filter makes it taste like fancy vodka.
Yes, I've seen that, yeah.
Fancy vodka is just more filtering because it's literally just alcohol and water.
Sure.
Fun fact, though, a fancy beer is not a watered down beer.
Oh, and also just so you know, folks, if you try to water down your pee, same thing. It's not fancy pee. It's just still pee.
So if you're one of those psychos who just drinks like a pint full of vodka for dinner, then like put that in a Brita filter water bottle. It'll taste better.
Okay. Got it. I'll do that.
No, you won't.
I'm joking. Of course I won't. I haven't drank vodka in years. That's not true. I drink vodka.
That's the least gym thing to do ever is to have a water bottle full of vodka.
Oh, yeah. Jim, next time I come, I'll bring you the...
I used to do it a lot when I was like 22.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That makes sense.
I'll make you the drink I used to drink at that time, which was just the Green Monster, which was just Svedka vodka. When you got the bottle down to like two-thirds, you just filled the rest with like orange juice and Mountain Dew. It was disgusting. It was so gross.
One of the drunkest I've ever been, and I loved being this drunk, was I drank half a Gatorade, and then I filled the rest up with tequila, and I made a margarita, and I drank that, and I got fucked up doing that. It was a big Gatorade that I did that to.
Damn.
Then I watched the movie Trick or Treat, and then my friend showed up, and he was blasted, and we just were blasted next to each other. We didn't really do anything.
Next to each other. That's
He almost got arrested four times that night. Anyway.
What?
I'll tell that off air.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that off air. Everybody, we're going to be back next week. We're actually going to have returning guest. We're going to have Elena Hunt as well as also Bill Rick back. We're going to be talking about X-Men First Class, so do come back for that. Mm-hmm. I want to thank both of you, Jim. I always appreciate your time and energy every single week. Nate, I love you. You're the best. Thank you so much for coming on to talk to us about this movie, but also I'm so sorry you watched this movie. Whatever movie you want to do, any movie that's not even a franchise, just pick one. We'll do an episode on that.
Be careful. I might actually take you up on that. I've got a lot of ammo now.
No, actually, we literally, folks, when you're listening to this episode, that's why we had Neil's episode out after Final Destination. We're like, I'm so sorry we made you watch this Land Before Time movie. Please come on and talk about a movie you like. And we did an episode on Real Genius. So whatever you want.
All right. Well, we'll be back. Thank you, everybody, for listening. At the sound of the gong, the episode will be over.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Rotten Treasure.
And on Instagram at Rotten_Treasure.
And on Twitter at Rotten Treasure.
And go to patreon.com/rottentreasure for bonus episodes, early episode release, and a vote for the next series.
And be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review us on any of your available podcast apps.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Perfect.